Hi, this is Daniel Garb with Movies for CulturalMinding.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Who are your real parents? The ones that raised you or the ones who gave birth to you? This week I'm looking at three new dramas from France, Ireland, and Canada about daughters who are either adopted or have foster parents. There's an adult French woman in Korea looking for her birth parents, a young woman in Nova Scotia leaving the foster parent system, and a little Irish girl sent to live with relatives. Queens of the Qing Dynasty, written and directed by Ashley McKenzie. Star, played by Sarah Walker, is a moon-faced 18-year-old in hospital in Nova Scotia. She feels comfortable there, having spent most of her young life in and out of institutions. She's there because she drank poison. They're pumping her stomach. She's over-medicated in a nearly catatonic state. And most alarming, she's about to turn 19, meaning she's aging out of the foster child system and will have to take care of herself, if capable, for the first time. She's diagnosed as bipolar with ADHD and is prone to addiction, but her real problems lie much deeper. An, played by Zheng Ziyin, a student from Shanghai volunteering at the hospital, is assigned to keep Star company. He's artistic, effeminate, and flamboyant. He likes traditional Chinese songs, which he sings in falsetto, and is obsessed with his fingernails. He imagines himself as a Manchu concubine, plotting politics within the Forbidden City. But these two very different people find comfort from each other, confessing their secrets and sending texts late at night when they're apart, and form an unusual friendship. Queens of the Qing Dynasty is a realistic look at two marginalized oddball characters finding their place within a bigger, constricted society. It's shot in brutally drab locations like snowbound motels, strip mall mani-pedis, hospitals, and group homes, using mainly first-time actors. And despite the depressing or even tragic lives of the characters, it somehow remains light, whimsical, and endearing. This movie is both weird and appealing. The Quiet Girl, co-written and directed by Colm Barry. So it's rural Ireland in 1981. Kate, played by Catherine Clinch, is a little girl from a big, poor family of farmers. Her dad is away all day drinking, gambling, and philandering instead of cutting the hay. Her mom is pregnant while taking care of a toddler and three or four others. With no one taking care of her, Kate falls through the cracks. She has dirty cheeks and mousy brown hair, is painfully shy, and wets her bed. At school, she's bullied and laughed at and labeled an idiot. So her mom asks her older cousin if she could take care of Kate for the summer while she, the mother, prepares to give birth. So her father drives her out to Waterford, but inconveniently forgets to give her her suitcase before he leaves. The Kinsellas, played by Carrie Crowley and Andrew Bennett, are a childless older couple, middle-class dairy farmers who live in a spotlessly clean house. Kate is terrified by the place and to live among strangers, but gradually she adjusts. They tell her to be honest here. There are no secrets in this house. They give her boys' clothes to wear around the farm and eventually pretty dresses from in town. Soon they're teaching her how to chop onions, fetch water from the well, or how to milk the cows. She brushes Kate's hair 100 times and helps her with her reading. He encourages her to run and exercise. Over the course of the summer, Kate gradually emerges as a bright and pretty girl. But the locals are gossiping about her. Why is she living there? What do they want from her? Does she know their secret? And what will happen once she's home again? The Quiet Girl is a deeply touching story of one summer in a neglected girl's life amid a caring couple recovering from loss of their own. The acting is very good, especially Clinch as the Quiet Girl. The story is both simple and subtle and sure to move you to tears. If you don't cry, I don't know what's the matter with you. Most of the characters speak Irish with subtitles throughout the movie with various degrees of success. By the way, I've been mispronouncing Kate, which is an anglicized version. The Irish's, I'll try, is closer to Coit. I've been using a mispronunciation. I think this is a good movie. And it's nominated for an Academy Award Best Movie in a Foreign Language. Return to Seoul, written and directed by David Cho. Freddy, played by Park Ji-min, is a 25-year-old French woman at a guest house in Seoul. She's supposed to be in Tokyo, but ended up here when all flights to Japan were canceled due to a typhoon. She instantly bonds with Tena, played by Guka Han, at the front desk, who can speak French. That evening, Tena and some of her friends, Frankie's new friends, tell her she has a classic Korean features and doesn't seem French at all. She decides to prove her Frenchness by being provocative, spontaneous, and willfully rude. When she admits she was born in Korea but adopted as an infant in France, they wonder, why hasn't she been to Hammond? What's Hammond? It's an adoption agency which holds all relevant data for orphans who were adopted. Frankie is uninterested. She's here as a tourist, but she does carry a snapshot of a woman holding her as a newborn babe in her wallet. She ends up requesting meetings with both of her parents. Her birth father, played by Oh Kwang-rok, is a former fisherman. He takes her home, feeds her, and he and his family prostrate themselves before her, asking for her forgiveness. She rudely rejects them all and refuses to answer his drunken, teary texts sent to her every night. But her mother still remains a mystery. Will Frankie ever meet her birth mother? Does she have any connection to this strange country? And what will her future bring? Return to Seoul is a dark drama about a Western woman discovering her roots. The film is fictional, but based on the French director's own experience in returning to his ancestral home in Cambodia. Frankie's story is told in episodes over the course of a decade in France and in Korea, always on her birthday as she gradually grows older. Frankie is an enigmatic character, smart and sexy, but also socially obtuse, selfish, and occasionally outright monstrous. At times, she seems like a female Wolf of Wall Street. She treats the men she meets, both hookups and partners, like a piece of Kleenex to be disposed of and discarded after use. Most of her past is only hinted at. Was she once a concert pianist? What was her relationship with her French family? But eventually, she lets her real feelings show through, if only for a moment. Return to Seoul is both a troubling, alienating, and emotionally powerful film. Queens of the Qing Dynasty, The Quiet Girl, and Return to Seoul all open this weekend and are playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Gar of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.